Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Jason Whittaker worked undercover as someone called the Stiletto to thwart a counterfeit ring in America. But the boss of it all was a Mr. Grote from Hong Kong.
Mr. Grote has been in conversation with Reggie Fingers about something.
It's like this. When you asked to meet, I figured it would shake out some of the agents from MI5. Billings has a fair-haired daughter.
I don't remember Reggie Fingers having a reputation for kidnapping children.
This is Mr. Grote's idea.
Look, I'd love to stay and chat, but I'd rather get out of here.
Do you have another way out?
I didn't think you'd be able to squeeze through that duct.
Stay with me. I have to get to that van.
The van that Reggie knew was coming before you got there?
This was an MI5 operation. A man in a hat and coat blasted them with whatever gas put them out. And we got witnesses in the fish and chip shop saying that someone fitting that description was there. An American.
Congratulations, Mr. Undercover. You have Reggie Fingers, the police, and MI5 searching for you.
But I have a backup plan. Hello, Dad. Listen, I'm in London, and I need some help.
Jason Whittaker.
Dale Jacobs. I need your help. You'd be breaking into my room at the Grosvenor Hotel.
Why am I breaking into your hotel room?
Because I need you to get my briefcase.
The briefcase was in the vent, just like Jason said. Here, stop the elevator on the second floor.
Hey, you two, stay right where you are.
Run!
Oh. Did someone here ask for a briefcase?
Fantastic, thank you.
But we had to ditch your big suitcase.
Why did you have
to... Dale, are you all right? Your cheeks are all flushed. And what have you done to the knees of your pants?
Oh, I tripped in the alley.
Why were you in an alley?
Hiding from Scotland Yard. Silly question.
What, you had trouble?
Nothing Sue couldn't handle. Though I won't have to hit the treadmill for quite some time.
So, what's in the briefcase? It had better be some exceptionally cool stuff.
Well, let's take a look. There you go.
No booby trap.
Uh-huh. You see, I had to turn the clips just a certain way, otherwise it would have blown up half the building.
Really?
So, you'll see that I have all the normal things found in a normal businessman suitcase. A notepad, a laptop, and this hidden compartment.
Ooh, that's a useful feature.
I used to have a typewriter like that.
What's a typewriter?
Oh, what's that gadget? It looks like a coat button.
It's a tracking device. Listening device, makeup kit, inflatable nuclear submarine.
Really?
No. And this is the most important item of all.
A piece of paper? What is it, a travel itinerary?
Well, that's how it's supposed to look. But all those flight numbers are codes.
Codes for what?
Well, it's my Alamo, if anything goes wrong.
Your Alamo? I don't get it.
Don't they teach you American history in this country?
Not if they can help it.
It was the last stand by the Texans against the Mexican army.
Yeah, and I need to keep these codes hidden. Can you hide them someplace where I won't know where they are?
Sure, but why don't you want to know?
Just in case somebody asks me.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
That's it? No bazookas or poison pills or satellite dishes?
Yeah, sorry. Those were all in the suitcase you ditched. All right, now, Dale, Anne, I have to tell you all the things that I couldn't before.
Should I order some coffee?
Room service. I haven't eaten since lunch.
Well, then we'll make a meal of it. Go ahead, Jason.
All right. Let me tell you about a man named Mr. Grote. So, that's how I wound up at your hotel door.
I hardly know what to say.
Are you going to finish those French fries?
Oh, help yourself.
Oh, thanks.
This is going to make a great story. And for once, I have an exclusive.
Unfortunately, Dale, you can't tell it to anybody. At least not yet.
I hate to seem old-fashioned, but maybe you should turn yourself in.
To whom? Everyone thinks I'm a traitor, thanks to Reggie Finger's little diversion.
Well, there's always the American Embassy.
I wouldn't make it to the front door.
Then what's your next move?
Well, I have to figure out what Mr. Grote is up to. This whole situation was triggered by rumors that he was working with Reggie Fingers on something big in England.
Another counterfeit operation?
We don't know.
I'm still stuck at the part where Reggie Fingers is a real name.
Did he say anything at the restaurant?
Well, one of his henchmen said something about Julia's house, but I don't know who Julia is.
Are you going to eat that cake?
Help yourself.
Julia's house? Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. What did I do with that brochure?
Brochure?
Aha! Is it possible? impossible. He said Julia's house.
What's Julia's house?
It's one of those auction houses.
Oh, I've heard of that.
What are they auctioning?
All kinds of things. But this auction is emphasizing rare Asian artifacts. I wanted to check it out.
Oh, no. And not more Asian artifacts. The house is overrun.
Only the girls' rooms, and they're not living at home anymore.
So what would a terrorist want with antiques?
Well, Mr. Grote used an auction in Odyssey to try to cover the counterfeit operation and to get the money out of town.
The auction starts tomorrow morning at 10. Do you think Mr. Grote will be there?
That's worth a look.
I can arrange to have a car take us around 9:30.
Oh, listen, I really appreciate all your help.
Jason, don't get me wrong, but I will get the exclusive story on this, right?
Dale, if I survive this adventure, you're welcome to it.
Finding trusted, faith-building entertainment for your kids is easy with the Adventures in Odyssey Club. It's an online community with almost every episode ever and a Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine subscription. AIOclub.org/radio.
Oh, thanks so much. We'll be down in a minute. The car is here.
Oh, how do I look, Anne?
Very dapper. And me?
Oh, alluring as always.
I've forgotten how to tie a Windsor knot. Thanks for the use of the clothes, though, Dale.
I'm surprised they fit. Either you've been working out or that sports jacket has.
Where's Sue?
Well, she was right here eating breakfast a few minutes ago.
Sue? Are you here?
Wait. She's written something on that napkin.
A cloth napkin.
Oh, I hope the hotel doesn't make us pay for that.
Yeah, let me see it. Thanks for everything. See you around town. Heart, Sue.
She's gone?
How could she desert her own father like that?
Well, she's just a child. Maybe it's better for her to be out of danger.
What kind of danger can there be at an auction house?
Well, let's hope the answer to that question is none.
Well, if all we're going to do is see an auction, then I'm staying here. I assume the Julius House is named after Julius Caesar. This place is about the size of the Roman Colosseum.
Okay, Jason, what are we looking for?
Hey, do they have a catalog of what they're auctioning today?
Well, there'll be one at the desk.
Well, Jason?
I don't see anything on this list that stands out. How about you?
All seems normal for an auction of this kind.
Wait, what about this?
Two crates of Yuan Dynasty vases from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
You said that Mr. Grote is from Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's right. But what does the symbol next to it mean?
It says down at the bottom, climate controlled.
They're refrigerated? What are they, ancient popsicles?
Why would antiques need to be refrigerated?
My guess is that those vases would be hundreds of years old. They keep them climate controlled for their protection.
No, it says here the crates are from something called the Prominent Company.
The Prominent Company.
Do you know it?
Yeah, it's an obscure company based in Russia.
Russia? Didn't I say it? The KGB are involved.
It's not the KGB. It's connected to Mr. Grote. Well, what's that?
We should go in. The auction's about to start.
Lot 95, a collection of paintings from the Han period. Do I see 50,000? 50?
50,000.
Do I see 100?
Anne, Grote's auction in Odyssey was rigged. How does this one look to you?
200!
Nothing unusual so far, except...
What?
That man over there, Lord Brownlow, mm-hmm. has been the top bidder on every item from the Prominent Company crates.
Why is that unusual?
I noticed he hasn't bought anything else from anyone else. If he's a collector, he would have bought other items from that same dynasty. He hasn't even tried.
Wait a minute, that's how the auction worked in Odyssey. Certain buyers were set up to win. That way the counterfeit money could be distributed throughout the country right under the noses of the authorities.
Oh, here comes another one.
Item 96. If you'll direct your attention to the screen, you'll notice this is another of our items from the Prominent Company. It's called the Dragon's Fire. Shall we start the bidding at 200,000? Do I see 200?
200,000.
250?
250,000.
300?
450,000.
Good.
450,000. 450 once. Do I hear 475? No? Then we stay at 450. Going once, twice, sold. to Lord Brownlow for $450,000.
That's suspicious. Maybe I should have a little talk with Lord Brownlow.
You better hurry. He seems to be leaving.
I'll be right back.
Be careful, Jason. You don't want to cause a scene.
A scene? Me?
Home, Percival. I'm going to be late for the luncheon.
Sorry, Lord Brownlow, but Percival had to take a little break.
Who are you? What's this all about?
Just a few questions, if you don't mind.
I'll summon the police.
No need. You're perfectly safe.
What, do you want money? I don't carry much with me.
No, I only want information. What's your connection to the prominent company and Mr. Grote?
Mr. Grote? I don't know the man.
Then tell me about the antiques you bought today.
What's wrong? Did I outbid you for them?
I'd just like to see what they look like.
Then you may view them tonight at the British Museum. They'll be on display.
The British Museum?
Of course. I bought those antiques for the museum. I'm a trustee, you fool.
Really? You bought them for tonight?
Didn't you notice the posters all over the auction house walls? The president of your United States will be there, along with our prime minister and leaders from several Asian countries. We bought the antiques today as last-minute additions. You know, my wife gets really annoyed when I'm late for her luncheons.
Will you tell her I'm sorry?
She won't be impressed.
Yeah, well, Percival will be with you just as soon as I untie him in the bathroom, okay?
Precisely the behavior I'd expect from an American.
An event at the British Museum?
Yeah, it starts in a few hours.
But what's the connection between Mr. Grote and an exhibit of Asian artifacts attended by various heads of state? Oh, will he try to assassinate them?
How? By boring them to death? That auction nearly did me in.
What's that?
If it's a signal for another auction, I'll see you back at the hotel.
It's an alarm.
I am sorry, but you'll have to evacuate the premises.
What's wrong? Is there a fire?
No idea. A little accident in the loading dock area. Please, hurry.
What kind of accident?
I am not certain. One of the workers in the loading bay collapsed. They think it's from something toxic.
Toxic? Will he be all right?
No idea. But we are evacuating the building all the same, so please, exit through those doors.
Sure thing. Toxic chemical in an antiques house? I don't think we're dealing with another counterfeit operation here.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Oh, thanks anyway.
Well, what did they say?
Well, my contact at the London Times said the name of the worker at the auction house is Craig Robinson, and he was taken to Westminster Hospital. That's all he knew. Jason, do you really think there's a connection to Mr. Grote and the event this evening?
Look, they evacuated that building and sent in the police, ambulances, and a hazardous materials unit. It's too significant and coincidental to be ignored.
I really think you should call the authorities. The police, or MI5, or...
The KGB?
I'm serious, Dale.
What am I going to say to them? I don't have enough information to prove there's a viable threat to anyone, except one man on a loading dock. I need more information. I need to get to that hospital.
We should go to the hospital.
Actually, there's something else I need you to do. Anne, will you get the codes to my Alamo program, please?
All right.
Dale, if you don't mind, I need you to enter these codes with your laptop. I'll get you into the system, but then you take it from there.
Oh, I hope it's not too complicated.
Inputting the codes isn't complicated at all. What happens after that? Well, that's why I call it my Alamo.
Jason, you know the real Alamo ended in tragedy.
I know. Taxi?
Where to, sir?
I need to go.
Move over, Mr. Undercover.
Sue, where have you been?
Here and there, back and forth.
Shall we go, sir?
Westminster Hospital, please.
Are you sick?
No, not yet. What are you doing here?
I had an idea about how to keep Reggie Fingers from bothering me.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
You see, I thought that while you were doing your investigating, I would do some of my own.
Oh?
Then, when I had the goods on Reggie, I could have him arrested, and he'd never bother me again.
And you really think it would work that way?
Well, it beats sitting around waiting to get nabbed by one of his goons.
All right, so did you find out anything interesting?
Yeah. I found out that Reggie Fingers is very interested in antiques.
Antiques, huh?
Yeah, he showed up at the Julius house this afternoon.
I didn't see him there. Was he there for the auction?
He didn't go inside. He and his boys were around back and very interested in a delivery truck.
Oh?
There was an accident, you know.
I do know. Did you see it?
The entire thing. They were loading a crate on a truck and it dropped. They fussed around for a while until a man decided to open the crate. I guess he wanted to make sure everything was all right. He looked inside and suddenly yelled. Then he passed out. Next thing you know, it was chaos. An ambulance came, the police. Then the place was swarming with those guys in spacesuits.
The hazardous materials unit.
Yeah, it was very dramatic.
So what happened to the crate?
The men in the spacesuits took it away.
That's a relief. What about the second crate?
Oh, I only saw one crate.
And then what?
The police threw me out. What's this all about, Mr. Undercover?
I'm not sure yet. Let's just hope the hospital has a few answers.
I'm putting all this on your tab, you know. My information doesn't come cheap.
Why am I not surprised?
Well, what did the nurse say?
Craig Robinson is in intensive care. They won't let me in unless I'm a relative.
They're so picky about these things.
Is there a back way in to intensive care?
There's always a back way in. Intensive care is on the other side of this door. I'll wait for you here.
Why?
Some of the doctors and nurses know me here. They won't be happy to see me.
Should I ask?
No.
Okay. Well, here goes. Oh, excuse me. I'm looking for...
Jason?
Billings?
Good heavens. Get back. Get out of sight. This floor's crawling with the police, and they'd take a lot of pleasure from hauling you in. Back to the stairwell.
No.
Move!
Sue? Sue? Oh, she's gone again.
Who?
Yeah, never mind. Billings, what are you doing here?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Have you lost your mind?
Whoa. Calm down.
Calm down? What kind of game are you playing at? Gassing us at the van, running off?
I didn't gas you. That was one of Fingers' men with my hat and jacket. And I've been running to find out what Groat is up to.
And contacting us was what? Merely an option you chose not to take?
Oh, sure. Contact you and then what? Spend all my time in an interrogation room while we lose Groat? Now, would you let me through?
Right. We're in deep water here. Do you know that?
Look, just tell me about Craig Robinson.
He inhaled a deadly bacteria.
Yeah.
It's shutting down his respiratory system, and he could die.
What kind of bacteria?
Have you ever heard of Koflax?
Oh, the character in the 1970s cop show?
It was developed in a lab in Russia. Some thieves stole vials of it.
Russia? Well, that's the connection to the Prominent Company. Huh. So Groat is into biological terrorism now.
Our informants in Hong Kong told us that Koflax had been shipped to London.
Well, you could have mentioned that to me.
It didn't seem relevant until this incident with Craig.
So how does Koflax work?
It's a dry powder, easily carried in the air. People inhale it, they get sick, and some die.
How many people?
What do you mean?
How many people can be exposed to it at one time?
Well, in a contained area, hundreds of people could die.
A contained area? Like a building? Like, say, the British Museum?
The British Museum?
Yeah, there's an event there this evening.
What about it?
Well, I think Mr. Groat's plan is to hurt or kill the president, the prime minister, and the other heads of state at that event tonight.
With the Koflax? How?
I'm not sure. What are your experts saying about the crate from the auction house?
We don't know anything about a crate.
You don't? A hazardous materials team took the crate away from the auction house, the one Craig Robinson opened. You know, I really wish government departments would learn to talk to each other.
Jason, it wasn't anyone connected to the government.
Then it was Reggie Fingers. He's in on Grote's plan. Somehow, he's going to deliver that crate to the British Museum tonight. Billings, you have to call off that event.
Well, not without a viable threat. And your guesses aren't viable. Yet. I'll have my agents search the building for that crate.
Or its contents. Get a manifesto from the auction house. Or talk to Lord Brownlow. Just find the thing.
But antiques? Crates? How is the Koflax being spread?
I don't know. But you can be sure that Mr. Grote's got a plan. He's worked this whole thing out. And we've got to stop him.
Jason!
Sue! I thought you'd run off again.
I'm sorry.
No need to apologize.
I'm not apologizing for that.
Well, then for what?
Jason Whittaker.
Ah, hello, Reggie.
I'm sorry for that. Oh, can I go now?
Go? Oh, you don't want to leave now. The fun's just starting. Wakey, wakey, Jason.
You know, you could have just asked me to come with you.
Sorry, I should have thought of that.
Oh, and Mr. Grote. It's been too long.
Hello, Mr. Stiletto. Or is it the grinder? What may I call you today?
Why don't we just go on a first-name basis? Yeah, nice place you have here. I've been in another room a lot like it.
I own this hotel.
Where's Sue?
The sewer rat. She served her purpose.
That doesn't answer my question.
Why would you care about a girl who betrayed you?
Where is she, Grote?
A disposable item.
If you've done anything to her, I promise...
Get him up! Hold him! In that chair!
Consider yourself warned, Grote.
Such violence is uncharacteristic of you, Jason. And over a street urchin? Please. Has he damaged my tuxedo?
You're fine, Mr. Grote.
One must look good for these special occasions. Listen to me, Whittaker. The sewer rat is perfectly fine. She was only too happy to help us. Now, I'd be grateful if you tell me what exactly you know about my intentions in London. Or more specifically, what have you told the authorities?
Well, MI5 agents are searching the British Museum right now for your crates. Your intentions won't happen.
No?
No.
Fortunately, I think otherwise. Especially if they're looking for those crates. Not in the short time we have left. The clock is ticking.
I'm afraid you have the same problem.
Do I? And which clock are you referring to?
The one on your entire computer network.
Oh?
Yeah. Back in the days when you trusted me...
Unwisely, as it turns out.
I installed a humdinger of a worm on your computer system. It was activated earlier today. Because I thought things might come to this.
I see. But having informed me of the worm, you have enabled me to stop it from destroying my systems.
Did I say it would destroy your system? Ooh, my mistake. It will take over your system. Send all of your files and documents, contacts and plans to every law enforcement agency in the world.
I see.
And then it will destroy your system.
This is unfortunate. Now we'll have to extract even more information from you.
If you mean the code to stop it, I can't help you there.
I assume you can tell me when your worm becomes active in my network?
Well, that's easy. Midnight.
Then we'll have to make the best of our situation until then. Mr. Fingers.
Yes, sir?
Take Jason to the warehouse.
Right. And what would you like me to do with him there?
Make certain he isn't lying about that code. Use whatever methods you need to get the truth.
With pleasure, sir.
Just when we thought things couldn't get more difficult for Jason. And now this! I don't know about you, but I can't wait to hear the conclusion of this exciting adventure. Meanwhile, if you ever want to write to me here in Odyssey, our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And be sure to visit us online at witsend.org to hear a preview of our next adventure. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Labyrinth was written by Nathan Hubler and Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Milby Barron, Townsend Coleman, Georgia Dolans, and Phil Lawler. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.